Erie County's Republican caucus sent a letter to County Executive Mark Poloncarz Tuesday, demanding his administration explain why nursing homes aren't following Ruthie's Law and what they're going to do to enforce it. This comes after WBFO's report Friday that the majority of nursing homes are not complying with Ruthie's Law, yet the county hasn't fined or subpoenaed them, like the law says it would.
If we're out there saying that this law is protecting people and helping our most vulnerable population, and we're really not doing that, then there needs to be some discussion at the very least.
That's Legislative Minority Leader Joseph Lorigo. He was part of the legislature that passed Ruthie's Law in 2017. It mandates nursing homes report abuse-related incidents to the county twice a year and show proof they share inspection ratings with prospective clients. Poloncarz proposed the law after Buffalo Nursing Home resident Ruth Murray was beaten to death in 2016.
The concern, though, is not the motivation for passing the law. The concern is the motivation for touting it for the past 2 years as some silver bullet to keep people safe, when in reality, the law was nothing but a headline grab that nobody ever intended to do anything with.
Poloncarz's spokesperson says the administration is discussing what to do about non-complying nursing homes, but no decisions have been made. The spokesperson also accuses Lorigo and the minority caucus of being politically motivated, as Election Day is less than a week away. Poloncarz is being challenged by legislator Lynn Dixon, a member of the minority caucus. Nursing homes say Ruthie's Law is redundant, since they already have to report abuse, injuries, and negligence deaths to New York State. Inspection ratings are already available on federal, state, and county websites. Nursing homes also say the law is not enforceable because of Section 2812 of New York Public Health Law, which says counties can't make regulations for hospitals. Lorigo disagrees.
If the nursing homes are that confident that counties can't pass laws or regulations regarding their operation, then they should challenge it in court and put their money where their mouth is. You know, in my opinion, the law is on the books. It was passed unanimously by the legislature. It should be enforced by the administration. That's their job.
Lorigo says Democrats in the majority caucus will decide whether Ruthie's Law will be addressed at a legislature meeting, but he doubts they'll support the effort. A call to the Democratic caucus was not immediately returned.
But my hope would be the county executive responds to the letter, has his commissioner of senior services come and give an explanation, and we can work together to get to the bottom of what the problem is.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.